Basically going to be talking of an initiative to put together a group of academic institutions in East Africa to build their capacity on pharmaceutical management. And as background, the East Africa region is really short in terms of institutions that train pharmacy or pharmacy personnel. So we were working in Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, and Rwanda, and lately Ethiopia is coming on board as well. And all these four countries, apart from Ethiopia, has only one pharmacy school, training less than 100 pharmacists for a country with over 30 million people. So you can begin to have an idea of the shortages that we're talking about in these countries. Right, so the title of my presentation today is building a regional network of academic institutions to increase capacity in pharmaceutical management. And I hope at the end of my 10 minutes, it's not going to take more than 15 minutes, at the end of the 10 minutes, I'll be able to describe to you how Management Sciences for Health facilitated this initiative. And I hope to describe to you how this initiative has benefited HIV/AIDS treatment programs in the four countries I've described. Keith has already said that there is indeed a huge increase in medicines, which is really a relief. You know, 5 years ago, people were talking of access to medicines because there was none. And now international communities, the Global Fund, PEPFAR, the World Bank, have made it possible for thousands and thousands of people in Africa to have access to these medicines. But this rapid scale-up and expansion of treatment programs have been embedded on systems that are limited in terms of human resource capacity. And we know, you know, the people involved with pharmaceuticals, we know that effective pharmaceutical management is critical to successfully implement, scale up, and expand treatment and care services. So Management Sciences for Health has been providing technical assistance to Makerere University in Uganda to coordinate a network of academic institutions to build their capacity for pharmaceutical management. And as I said at the beginning, the collaborating institutions include Makerere University in Uganda, the University of Nairobi in Kenya, Muhimbili University of Health and Allied Health Sciences, which is in Tanzania, and the National University of Rwanda. Here is a diagrammatic presentation of the concept that I'm talking about. In the center, there you have Makerere University, which is coordinating this activity. And you've got arrows going both ways. There's this symbiotic relationship between Makerere and University of Nairobi and Muhimbili and the National University of Rwanda. And at the top, you can actually see that Management Sciences for Health is not playing an active role in this initiative apart from providing technical assistance. And the activities that they've been involved with to date include, you know, conducting assessments in country, trainings, and implementing innovative programs, which I'll talk to you a little bit more towards the end of my presentation. The process of putting this together involved identifying the institutions, which was not difficult because there's only one institution in each of these countries. We are actually moving on to doing the same thing in West Africa. It's a bit more challenging because there's a bit more institutions. In Nigeria, there's 13 schools of pharmacy. So that there is a bit of a challenge in identifying the institutions. But within those institutions, we had to identify the key individuals to spearhead the initiative. And of course, what was important was to establish in-country advocacy. We had to go to the Ministry of Health. We had to go to the National AIDS Control Programs, WHO, and other partners, so that they identify these individuals and institutions as key to developing in-country capacity for pharmaceutical management. And MSH had to provide them with this in-country advocacy because of our experience and expertise in pharmaceutical management. And we had, of course, to provide activity-specific technical assistance, which included, you know, building their skills. You know, I always say to these guys when I go out into Africa that, yes, you're a professor of pharmacology, but pharmacology is no pharmaceutical management. So they had to realize their limitations. And together with Management Scientists for Health, we worked on building the skills in these specific areas of pharmaceutical management. Operations research is a key issue in this era of increased medicine supply, and we worked on them, on operations research. And MSH did not provide resources for these activities. We helped them to identify in-country resources for them to embark on building the skills. So the resource mobilization was not necessarily from MSH, but we worked with them to develop proposals that would, you know, ensure that they had the resources for their activities. Specific activities that they've done to date include an assessment of ART supply management systems in each of these countries, and they've been running national courses on HIV/AIDS pharmaceutical management. And to date, you know, Uganda has had 3 national courses supported by their Ministry of Health and the National AIDS Control Program. And in Kenya, they've had 2 courses. And in Tanzania, we are working on the second course on HIV/AIDS pharmaceutical management. I spoke at the beginning about new interventions, innovations in terms of building skills. And one such innovation is the monitoring, training, and planning approach, which is an MSH intervention that helps the participants with empowerment, among other things. And it builds capacity, you know, within the institution. It's low cost, it's simple, and we've proved that it's effective in capacitating, you know, healthcare workers without taking them out of their places of work. And as I said, you know, from our preliminary results, we have evidence that this MTP as an approach to skills building is effective. So far, we have trialed MTP in 18 facilities in Tanzania, Uganda, and Kenya. And then from the realization from the government that the groups we are working with have got capacity, they've been invited to contribute to national global fund proposals. So in Uganda, for example, the pharmaceutical management component of their global fund is actually led by the Makerere University Group that we have capacitated. And the Makerere University Group in January will be running an African region drug and therapeutics committee. And again, this is a skill that have been built into them by the association with Management Sciences for Health. And recently in Arusha, Management Sciences for Health, with a grant from SIDA, Swedish SIDA, was running a workshop on adherence to antiretroviral therapy. And these groups are taking a leading role as well in supporting this initiative. So these are all novel areas, the virgin areas for these groups, who really were scientists with the mandate of training students, and that's all, period. You train students and they come out. But now we're telling them you can go beyond merely training and you can help your countries in building the capacity of people working in the healthcare systems. And we have been working, I think that's what to be interesting to listen to what David is going to say, because we've been working with these pharmacy schools in Africa to build new curriculum for pharmaceutical management. They didn't, you know, there wasn't any component of pharmaceutical management. It was pure science, it was pharmacognos, it was pharmaceutical chemistry, but this aspect here was missing, and MSH is supporting the development of this component. And we've been working to link them to academic institutions here in the United States. And I think 4 months ago, I was in Tanzania at Muhimbili with the dean of the School of Pharmacy at Iowa. So Iowa will be working with them to help them in some of the components that are missing, you know, in their curriculum and their activities in Africa. And Howard University here in Washington is working with the University of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. And as I said, you know, cost implications, there's really no cost that MSH is incurring. We don't offer grants for them because, you know, if you give someone a fish, then tomorrow you'll be hungry again, but you teach them to fish, and then they'll be out fishing on their own. So the only resources we've expended is on our technical assistance. And over the period of time I was talking, where was I? I think, am I going backwards? Right. Over the two-year period, the Uganda RTRC, for example, have managed to raise over $250,000 on their own. For academic institutions in the United States, it might appear little. For folks out in Africa, it's a significant amount of money. So the same goes for Muhimbili. They've managed to raise, you know, small business and pieces. And to us, it's a show of success that they can be able to raise their own money and be able to help, you know, in running programs in their own countries. To conclude, I have demonstrated in just over 10 minutes that fostering regional collaboration among academic institutions is an effective intervention to improve capacity on pharmaceutical management. And I think this message is more important to the folks out there and people who want to collaborate, that academic institutions have a role to play in program quality improvement in country rather than in student training per se. So thank you. Thank you, Ms. Kim. Yes. Yes, we have them as collaborators, and also together with the Kenya Medical Research Institute, which is a research component of that. Yes, and most of the people who are actually running the programs you mentioned are trained in the School of Pharmacy in Nairobi. So, you know, there's a small community of pharmacy personnel. I think in Kenya, the number of pharmacists is just slightly over 1,800. So that's all they have. So yes, we are working together with them. And MSH is a large office in Kenya, you know, that is based there. Yes.
Are you using any online
strategies for
communication with U.S. institutions or
among
institutions?
It's a very good question. We are not at the moment. But we are actually exploring that. Iowa has got this, I think, software, Illuminate. Illuminate is called, yeah, Illuminate, yes. And we were actually discussing with Hazel Sieber from Iowa about the possibility of using this to, train, to empower, to build the skills of folks in Africa. And for the first time, I wasn't quite sure how the internet will hold from Africa, you know. And but just last week, I managed to use Illuminate from Tanzania. I sat on it and it was working perfectly well. So that's a way to go, and it's a good question.